Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
With Dan McNally, head coach of the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, coming off a couple of very impressive wins. I mean, 10 goals over the weekend, no goals against, a 6-0 victory over Colorado Christian, 4-0 over University of Great Falls. Obviously, pretty impressive numbers.
Yeah, we did really well this weekend. I mean, we had to start the season with two wins. I expected that from this team, but we did the job, and then it was two good wins.
The thing that impressed me the most, I think, of that first game, you know, you had 6 goals, 5 different scorers scored goals for you. Very similar in the second game. You know, you had 4 goals, and you had the usual great games out of Sam Charles, obviously, who became the all-time leading goal scorer for the GNAC Conference. And next time he scores a goal or an assist, I know he's going to be the all-time leading scorer. But that balance is something I know you're really looking forward to this year.
Yeah, we had to get that balance, because last year we did rely too much on Sam to score all our goals, and that was an obvious weakness of ours. But, you know, this year I think we have more confident attacking players and guys that can score goals and get assists. So, yeah, the scoring was balanced, and, yeah, it was a good weekend.
You know, one thing that I hope I explain this properly, but one thing that impressed me about the two games too, which I think might help you down the road, is it seems like you play two teams with very different styles. I thought Colorado Christian really kind of allowed you to play their game. They tried to sort of match your athleticism, probably a little bit to their detriment by the look of the score, where Great Falls played a much more physical game, you know, a lot of banging around out there, and yet you prevailed both times. And I would think when you, early in the season in particular, when you play teams of different styles, I would think that can be beneficial to you down the road.
Oh, definitely. I think we can adapt to different situations. We're physical enough to play against the teams that really want to compete and make it difficult for us from an athletic standpoint. But we're also technical enough to compete with the teams that, you know, are very good on the ball and have good technical skills. So I think we can play both ways, and it does bode well for the future.
Second part of the coach's show with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings Yellow Jacket men's soccer team, coming up next.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Dan McNally, the head coach for the men's soccer team, as they get set for a couple of huge games in California against Cal State Los Angeles and Cal Poly Pomona. Again, I want to ask you about the games last week in which you won 6-0 and 4-0 over Colorado Christian and the University of Great Falls. You know, you take a look at those scores, obviously those were games that I think going in, if somebody would have been an odds maker, they would have said, oh, Montana State Billings is a heavy favorite, they should win. You did, you won handily, but that's very important, isn't it? And when you're expected to win and you're expected to dominate, it's important to actually go out and do that.
Of course, yeah, that sometimes those games can be difficult. I think anyone who saw the games at the weekend would realize that we are probably better than both those two teams that we played, technically and athletically, and it's going to be different this week when we go to California, because we're playing two really good quality regional teams, and the games will be more difficult. But you have to beat every opponent, and we really did a good job this weekend.
And obviously the real plus about playing games where you win handily, particularly that first game against Colorado Christian, is it gives you an opportunity to play your bench very heavily. And I know, you know, that's a little bit of a misnomer, because I know you've got a bench that you feel you're comfortable with in tight games regardless. But nonetheless, I thought the play you got off the bench was exceptional.
Very good. We're a deeper team this year. If there's anything that we're better at, we're better than the 2008 team, is that this team's deeper. We've got a better squad. All the guys that come in can really contribute to the team, and I don't see much of a letdown when our substitutes come onto the field. So I was pleased that especially a lot of the young guys got some time last weekend, and they did well.
I take a look at, and of course, this is a name that I know people are pretty familiar with who follow Montana State Billings and Montana soccer. Gary Hollian, I believe he was the Gatorade Player of the Week. He scored goals in both games. That's just one example. I mean, that's one of those kids. I know that when you recruited him, you said he's got some big years ahead for him here with the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, Garion's a very talented player, and we knew that when he was in high school. He was the Gatorade High School Player of the Year, and he's doing really well. He's got good technical skill. He's very quick, and now I think he has a little bit more strength. We worked on his conditioning in the off season, and you can see in his performances that he's improved.
It's interesting when I was talking to Don Trentum earlier, and he was telling me, the head coach for the women's team, and he says one of the things about his team this year was he says he really wanted to focus more offensively, but not to the detriment of the defense. He told me that by playing a more offensive style game, he thought that would take some pressure off the defense where they wouldn't have to play so much defense and they'd be more successful. I really thought this weekend, I thought you were a good example of that. It seems like you guys were so aggressive offensively that it did take some pressure off you defensively.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole thing is to try and impose your will on the opposition, and I think we did that really well in both games. I mean, we had the majority of the possession. We did some great things going in the attack, so that did take some pressure off the defense, the back four that we have. But when they were called upon, especially against Great Falls, they did really well, and we defended well as a group. And we kind of got both things right this weekend. We attacked well and we defended well.
I know Dan's got a very busy. He's just right now getting ready to head into practice before taking off to California early tomorrow. So we're going to come back and do a quick third segment of the Coach's Show with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team. That'll be back right after this.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian Grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian Grill?
Who hot Mongolian Grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian Grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Dan McNally, the head coach coach for the men's soccer team. Nice wins so far, counting the exhibition win against Rocky Mountain College, and you got two more wins under your belt. You haven't given up a goal so far this year. Nice wins, but I think there's no question, I think you'd agree that obviously it all gets ratcheted up this weekend because you've got some, or this week, because you've got some real, real tough competition.
Yeah, Cal State LA are going to be one of the best teams in the region this year. There's no doubt about that. It's going to be a very difficult game on Wednesday. We're looking forward to it, though. I think our program's in good shape right now where we can go on the road and expect to do well against them, but it will be a difficult game. And Cal Poly Pomona, they are a much better team this year than they were last year. They've got a new coach who's had a lot of success in this region, and he knows how to get results. So both games are going to be really difficult. It's always difficult on the road, but I'm confident with this group we'll do well.
You know, we've talked about a lot of the positive things. Allow me to be a little bit of a devil's advocate here. What are some of those things you saw, despite the fact that you've been so dominating so far, that you think you really kind of need to shore up to be successful on the road against these very good teams?
Well, I think it's going to be much harder to defend against those teams. So our team shape is going to have to be really solid, and we're going to work on that a little bit today. And then tomorrow we'll practice down in California to make sure we're a solid group. And basically, I mean, everything just has to be that bit better. When you're playing the best teams, we have to be at our best. And sometimes I thought in the games at the weekend we had 10-minute periods here and there where we kind of took our feet off the gas and we weren't pressing as much as we should. But that can't happen in California. We've got to be at our best the whole game.
One thing I think would be advantageous to you, though, and even though I suspect a few people have complained about it, the fact that you've been playing in the heat and practicing in the heat, at least you're used to that.
Definitely. That's why we do practices at hot times of the day, because we got to get used to it. And in California, especially on the Friday game, we're playing at 2 o'clock, I believe, if I remember rightly. And that will be very hot, obviously, in California. So, yeah, we got to be ready for it. But we have some really good athletes this year who can handle the temperature.
Dan, I appreciate you taking the time, because I know you're very, very busy and getting ready to take off to California again. Nice wins this past weekend over Colorado Christian and, of course, against the University of Great Falls. And looking forward to some success in California and getting you back home.
Thanks, Ken.
Dan McNally, head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team. And join us next week for the Coach's Show as well. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.